Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. Plus, as we know, one of the best ways to enjoy life is by keeping our brains active by learning new and fascinating information. And today's show promises to deliver just that. Our guest, Cy Montgomery, is a best-selling author whose work includes 38 books aimed at both adults and children. She's also an intrepid adventurer who has traversed the world to uncover and share the secrets of the animal kingdom so that we, her readers, can experience these remarkable creatures for ourselves. Cy has just released her second book on an animal she calls the most compelling of sea creatures, and she's joining us today to share all about her new book entitled Secrets of the Octopus. I've had a few minutes to chat with her already, and boy, are you going to love meeting this woman. Hi there, Cy.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Great to meet you.
Well, it is such a treat to have you on the show, and I want to begin by congratulating you because you've had a lot of success sharing the wonders of nature with your readers. I know you've gotten great acclaim as an author, but much of your work must be a true labor of love. So I would like to start out by asking you a little bit about your personal background and what led you to a life of exploration.
Well, I think I just kind of came out of the womb like this. When I was real little, before I could really speak, before I was two, my parents took me to the Frankfurt Zoo. I was born in Germany. And as toddlers do, I broke free of my parents. And when they found where I'd gone, they found me in the hippo pen with the hippos. And I was fine, and the hippos were fine. My parents were having a conniption, as you can imagine. But I've always felt very at home with other creatures, to the point that when I was little and could finally speak, I informed my mother that I was actually a horse. And she went to the pediatrician very concerned. And the pediatrician said, oh, she'll grow out of it. That's just fine. And I did when I discovered I really was a dog. So I've always wanted to be with other creatures. I mean, I love humans. I married one. I have lots of human friends, but I find myself drawn to both the sameness and the otherness of our fellow creatures. And there is nothing more other on this planet than an octopus.
Wow. Well, I do want to get to the octopus in one second, but I have a couple more points I want our readers to know about you, and I want to find out more myself. And that is, in the intro, I'd mentioned you were an intrepid adventurer, but you've had a few harrowing adventures that I'd love to hear more about. I think some of them took place in Africa and India. So if we could just take a little detour to hear some of those stories, and
oh,
then
sure.
I want to get into Secrets of the Octopus.
Well, sure. I mean, some of the stuff that I described sounds really scary to other people, but wasn't to me. My first children's book, my mother was thrilled. I finally, in 1999, was finally going to write a children's book, and she thought it would be about puppies or kittens or bunnies or something. And I'm like, no, it's actually I'm going to travel to the world's largest snake pit and sit in there with 18,000 snakes. And she ran out of the room. So my mother was very frightened of snakes. But these were darling little garter snakes, the red-sided garters, and you wouldn't believe it, but the largest aggregation of snakes in the world is in Manitoba, Canada. And I went there to write a book for young readers in a series that I founded with Nick Bishop, the photographer I worked with, called Scientists in the Field. And I went with this fabulous scientist, Bob Mason, who was studying this aggregation of snakes, and I got to be there with snakes slithering all over me. And because they were waking up from their winter hibernation, which is called brumation in reptiles, many of them discovering that there was a warm body there would like slide up your sleeve and into your pants legs. And I was delighted with this because normally you get near a snake and the snake is petrified and it scoots off. And here were 18,000 of them happily, you know, they were fine having me there among them. So I loved that. And, you know, I've had other experiences. I've cage dived with great white sharks, for example. I was not scared at all. I was scared I wouldn't see a shark. The first time I saw a shark coming toward me, I was like, oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad to see this beautiful creature appearing like a knight in white satin out of the blue of the deep waters off of Mexico. Someone who knew what they were doing was coming. I was delighted. And the same situation with every animal I've ever seen. The only animal that has ever hurt me was the mosquito who bit me in Borneo and gave me dengue fever.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had fine, you know, I have held wild tarantulas, tarantula species that I know are not aggressive. I have hung out with mountain gorillas, you know, that for a long time were perceived as monsters. I've touched electric eels and swum with piranhas. None of this stuff is ever a problem. I've never been threatened by any animal. I have had a gun held to my head by people twice on my research.
Oh, my gosh.
But that didn't even scare me because I was just so irritated. There was no room to be frightened. I had a book to do, and I was going to be damned if they were going to screw that up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I could listen to your stories forever. Unfortunately, I know you have some time restrictions on you in this interview, but I do think that an octopus, even though not quite maybe as exciting as a few of the other encounters you had with animals in that sense, or frightening, I would have been frightened, not you. But let's talk a little bit about this wonderful book that you wrote. And I know you're also been called by your other peers in your field, the Octopus Whisperers. So what led you to want to write out a second book, actually, about this amazing creature?
Well, National Geographic asked me if I would write this book as a companion to their TV series, which will air on Earth Day, which is also called Secrets of the Octopus. And they asked me because my 2015 book, The Soul of an Octopus, was this surprise international bestseller. And
wow.
In that book, I describe some of my friends who happened to be octopuses with, you know, blue blood and three hearts and a brain that wraps around their neck and who can change color and shape and squirt venom and ink and have all of these amazing superpowers. And I became friends with some of these animals who were delighted to see me and enjoyed playing with me, enjoyed being stroked by me, enjoyed tasting and feeling me with their wonderful dexterous suckers. So Secrets of the Octopus allowed me to discover some of the amazing science that has happened since my 2015 book came out, and I've discovered that we are now in a golden age of octopus research in which we're discovering all kinds of things about their unexpected sociality, their incredible intelligence, and their gobsmacking ability to change color and shape in less time than it takes us to blink an eye.
That is just incredible. Oh, my gosh, Shai. I mean, I just think what a life you've led. And what joy for you to, I'm sure, share these adventures with us readers, and what joy for us to be able to have this information. And I know your enthusiasm for your topic comes through on the page. And unfortunately, we are out of time. I feel so bad about that because I could talk to you forever. So before we leave, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with us about your book and the importance of, you know, really treasuring our fellow creatures on the earth?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would end actually with a quote from Thales of Miletus, who was the pre-Socratic Greek philosopher. And he said what octopuses really make very real for me. He said, the universe is alive and has fire in it and is full of gods. And to me, that says that the universe is filled, our earth is filled with so many other individuals who love their lives and who are experiencing life with an incandescent joy similar to our own, and that all of them, all of life, is holy, and we should treat it with reverence.
Oh, my gosh. I've got goosebumps and tears in my eyes, too. Oh, Sai, what a delight. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing your information, your expertise, but most of all, your passion. This has been such a great conversation, and I appreciate every word from you.
No, a joy speaking with you and your listeners.
Yes, and please, next time you go on another adventure, please come back on and share more with us, because
I would do it in New York minute.
For me too, my new friends. And for you listeners out there, please check out National Geographic Secrets of the Octopus. You can tell from Sai, from our conversation today, it's going to be a rich and wonderfully exciting book filled with information, plus, as it's National Geographic, a feast for the eyes. So you'll gain a whole new appreciation for Mother Nature and the wisdom of this delightful sea creature and the wisdom of our new friend, Sai. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.